My memory is now, and now is endless. This is Dr. Herbert L. Bowerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. My memory is now, and now is endless. What do I mean by saying that my memory is now? When I say that my memory is now, I am saying that all existence is now, and all time is now. Now, all of us have memory of the past. We have memory of things, and we worry, did we do the right thing? Were we being the right type of person? Were we living in a perfect, balanced way? And as we reminisce over our memories and think about how well we lived our memories or how well our memories represented who we really were, we come up with a lot of interesting interpretations of what the past has been. And people who live in the past, people who live in memories, people who live in memories, not in the now. You can take a memory and put it in the now, and that can be all right. But if you take a memory and have it be in the past, and have it be something that is in the past, and not in the now, then you will never enjoy the memory in the now. And you won't enjoy the memory in the now because of one thing. You won't enjoy the memory in the now because you're thinking of it relative to what it was, not what it is. When you have learned how to sing a song, and you've learned the words and you learn the music, and you sing it quite charmingly, and you sing it well, and then someone says to you, come on, get up on stage and sing to the whole group here. We'd like to hear you sing. I heard that you sing so beautifully. And all of a sudden your stomach gets tied in knots. And you think to yourself, oh, how could I sing in front of this large group of people, all my friends and people I've known. And I've always sort of been snuck away in the background and didn't bring myself to the front. But somebody heard me sing. And somebody thought it was pleasant and nice, maybe even better than that. Now, what am I going to do? Well, I'm going to say to myself, I'm going to live in the now. And I'm going to get up there and I'm going to sing. And I'm going to say, hi, everybody, here I am. Up in the morning, out on the job, I've got to work for my pay. But that lazy old son, he's got nothing to do but roll around heaven all day. Oh, yes, I'm up in the morning, out on the job, I've got to work for my pay. But that lucky old son, he's got nothing to do but roll around heaven all day. And as they sing the song, you say, well, now, I don't try too hard. I just let it come out gently. I let it come out nicely. And then you think to yourself, hey, that was pretty good. That was okay. That was just fine. Now, when we all stand together and sing the Star Spangled Banner, and we all say how wonderful things are together, we can do those things. And we don't feel self-conscious about it. We feel confident about it, really. We don't feel self-conscious about it. We don't feel as though we are up there alone performing, because we are with the whole group. Well, when you think of yourself and you're saying a song such as, up in the morning, out on the job, I've got to work for my pay. But that lucky old son, he's got nothing to do but roll around heaven all day. Think of the sun singing with you. Think of you're up in the morning and everybody's up in the morning and everybody's saying, hi, it's a wonderful morning, it's a grand morning, it's a good morning. Everything is beautiful. And you see, when you say those things, then everything is beautiful. Everything is wonderful. Everything is just fantastic, and you feel good. You feel wonderful. You're living in the now. And as you remember the now, as you were singing that, you're living in it now. And you sing it again, up in the morning, out at the job. And as you sing it again and again and again, a smile is in your heart and in your song and in your being. And now is endless. Now is endless. What is it that people do? They have some moment of greatness, some moment of fame, some moment of accomplishment, and some moment of being appreciated, and some moment of being delighted in by their family, their friends, their world. And they live that moment now. And they live that moment, and they find great joy in that moment. Now, they don't say that's the end. That moment is endless, but that moment is just the beginning. And perhaps that's a better thing to say. Now is just the beginning. Now is the start of living a most marvelous, magnificent, fantastic life. Now is just the start of all the beautiful things that I could ever want to do. Now is just the start of understanding who and what I am. Do I understand who and what I am? Do I know who and what I am? Do I like who and what I am? Do I think who and what I am is a wonderful being? This is what I should always have in my heart, because my memory is now. My memory is of who and what I am. They say people sometimes lose their short-term memory, but they have their long-term memory. They remember things that they did when they were a child. And people say, well, gee, it's too bad we lose our short-term memory because we lose the address. We want to remember the name of a person that we just met, and that's a short-term memory. Well, tell yourself, because your mind is always at work, tell yourself, I have no short-term memory. I have only long-term memory. And everything that I experience, I remember very vividly and very well if I choose to, because I only live in my ideal long-term memory. And you see, then the short-term memory, which we worried about because we sometimes forgot the telephone number or something that we were just having been occasioned to a moment ago, we immediately drop it into our long-term memory because it is there. It is there. And we might as well drop it in right away. And so when we drop it into our, so to speak, long-term memory, we remember it forever. And that's why my memory is now. And now is endless. And now is long-term. That's what endless means, long-term. That's what it is. Now is endless. And as I think of this endlessness, I don't worry about remembering things. I don't worry about not remembering things. I just know what I want to know when I want to know it. And that's why we have this statement so clear and so positive. I know that I know that I know the divine in me knows the answer. And that's true. I know that I know that I know the divine in me knows the answer. Now, if we could have that as our now affirmation, I know that I know that I know the divine in me knows the answer. If we could have that as our now affirmation, as our affirmation of truth about ourselves, we would be living in the allness now. It's not that we cling to memories of the past. It's not that we cling to the remembrance of something that is no longer necessary. It's that whatever it is that we choose to have at any moment in our mind, we have it. We have it. Now, if I were to say to you, live in the now. Live in the now. Forget the past. And you would say, but. And I'd say, try this once. Think of yourself as the great library. Or the Library of Congress, which has virtually all the publications in the world in it. And the Library of Congress has all this information, all of these facts, all of this, these details, all of these now experiences there. Somebody published, something is published, something is printed. It's in the library. Okay, now, you call the Library of Congress and you say, Library of Congress, I'd like to know about John Doe. I'd like to know about his family. I'd like to know about his world. Well, the library says, just a moment. And then they press a button and they type in John Doe, and up comes John Doe from their library, just as though it were right on top, and it is right on top, and they give you the information you want, and you say, wow, you did that in just a moment. How could you do that? Well, because here in the Library of Congress, all is known, and all is on digital electronic device, and it's all available to us with just the flick of a button. We type in the name, we type in the information that's wanted, and up it comes from any of a jillion sources. Yes, a jillion is the word too. Any of an outstandingly large number of possibilities. And that's just like our mind. In fact, our mind is grander and more wonderful than the Library of Congress. Our mind is available to us for all information, all details now. And if we were to have them up on the surface right now, we would be a very busy mind indeed. But we pack them away in our filing cabinets, we pack them away into our digital counters, and then whenever we want them, whenever we desire to have that information, we just type it up and send it to our library, and up it comes. And our library is the divine in us. I know that I know that I know the divine in me knows the answer. The divine in me is the Library of Congress, so to speak, and it has all the information, all the details, all the nowness that I could ever want. And as it flights this forward to me, as it gives this to me in an instantaneous moment, as it gives it to me more quickly than I can imagine, I have it. And then, once I have it, and I use it for whatever purpose I had in mind, then I instantly release it, and I go on to my other now experiences. I go on to my other glorious experiences living in the now. And I'm not worried about my Library of Congress. I'm not worried about the information that's there. I'm not worried about those things in memory, whether it's long-term memory or short-term memory. It's there when I choose it, because I have within me the divine, the library, the allness, the isness, the nowness, and I can call upon it at any moment I choose now. We'll take the next step here. Why don't we call upon it when we choose it? Why don't we call upon this infinite storehouse of wisdom and knowledge within ourselves? Why is it we think at times, and we say at times, how dastardly it is for us to say at times, I don't know. I don't know. We are telling our Library of Congress within us that it doesn't know something. We're saying to the divine in us that it doesn't know something. And truly, my memory is now, and now is endless. My memory is now. I call upon my memory, and I say, I know that I know that I know. The divine in me knows. I know that I know that I know. The Library of Congress in me knows. All I do is type in the request. All I do is give the request to my inner beingness, and the divine in me instantly, instantaneously, gives me the response. I have trained my Library of Congress, I have trained my allness, my nowness in me to not give me the information. And I have purposely and very definitely trained it by saying, I don't know. by saying, I would never be able to know. Who can have all the information of the universe, the cosmic records of the universe, of all that ever happens, or that is happening, or will happen? Who can have that in their availability, in their mind? And the answer is you. The answer is me. But only if I say, I know that I know that I know the divine in me knows the answer. Now, is that an affirmation that is desirable for us to put into our consciousness? Well, yes. It's not as important as we think it is, but yes, it's a good affirmation. A better affirmation is, I like me. And when you like yourself, you're in tune, in harmony with everything in the universe. When you say, all is in divine order, then you put balance and joy into everything. When you say, my memory is now, then your memory is now. And all that you could choose to have, any speck of information you want in your awareness right now is there. All the awareness of all the universe is in you right now. But do you want any particular thing at the moment? And do you want it at the moment you want it? When you're talking, do you say to yourself, okay, now I'm going to talk and I'm going to share with my friends, or I'm going to give a lecture and I am going to write down a few notes for my lecture because it's just going to say a few things that I want to remember to cover. Okay, so then I cover it. So as I start talking, I either go over my notes or I know my subject so well, I begin talking about my subject. Instantaneously, ideas come up in my mind that support my subject. Instantaneously, ideas come up in my consciousness. Wisdom comes up in my being. I know things that I had never even thought about knowing for a long time because I hadn't used it for a long time. But when I chose to use it, there it was, right on the surface, right at the tip of my tongue. And it was not on the tip of my tongue that I forgot, but the tip of my tongue that I remembered in the now, whatever it is that I wanted to know. Yes, I live in the now. If I were to say to myself, I have all that memory right on the tip of my tongue, I would say to myself, I'll go crazy. How do I have all that information on the tip of my tongue when it would just boggle my mind if I did that? Well, we don't do that. We have it on the tip of our tongue at the instant that we are thinking about anything. When I think about dogs, dogs are in my mind. When I think about people, people are in my mind. When I think about houses, houses are in my mind. When I think about me, I am on my mind. When I think of my divine self is on my mind. When I say, I know that I know that I know the divine in me knows the answer, then the divine in me knows the answer. When I say, I don't know, then everything shuts down. It says, okay, you don't know. We'll take a vacation in that area and go on to other areas. And all sorts of ideas come up in our mind that have nothing to do with the now experience. And yet, they have everything to do with it because we have given our mind, we have given our attention the opportunity to wander, to daydream, and to go off the subject. And we can just as easily return to the subject and return to it with all the wisdom, the joy, the peace, and the harmony that we are. But it's a decision that each one of us must make. And it's a decision that we do make. It's a decision that we make to ourselves. We say, I know that I know that I know. Divine in me knows the answer. I live in the now. This moment I know. This moment I am all knowledge. This moment I am all wisdom. And that doesn't mean that you're spouting out all wisdom. That just means that as you choose to have it be useful in any area of your life, it is useful. As you choose to know in the now, you know it. As you choose to be in the now, you are it. This is what the principle is all about. This is what the law is all about. This is what our life is all about. This is who we are all about. My memory is now, and now is endless. And how wonderful that is. How absolutely glorifying and satisfying and fulfilling that is. It is just so intensely satisfying that I say to myself, I like me, I like me, I like me. And as I say this to myself, I'm living in my nowness more gloriously than I could ever dream possible. And as I live in the nowness more gloriously than I could ever dream possible, I am the happiest, most fulfilled being that the world could ever know. But I'm happy and fulfilled only because I have chosen the now experience. Only because there is no other time for me but now. And I live that now in every area of my life. Join me in living that now. Now. And enjoying now what the now has to offer. It's wonderful. It's glorious. It's who you and I are. And it's who we will always be. Have a wonderful day. Have a glorious day. Have a fantastic day, because that's who you are. And that's who I am. I love you. I love you. I love you.